After all the money that's been spent on Boston's big dig, two independent experts say they cannot assure the safety of the new tunnels. State and local officials insist these tunnels are safe, but with the $14.6 billion project way over budget, authorities have started fraud investigations. In this enormous construction project, crews tore down an elevated road through Boston and moved it underground. But those tunnels are riddled with problems. NPR's Chris Arnold took a drive through the Big Dig.
I'm driving into Boston on Interstate 93. As you approach the city here, you drive over this new suspension bridge. It takes you over the Charles River and down into the tunnels that have been bored under the downtown. The modern architecture of the bridge here kind of raises your expectations, like you're being ushered down into the engineering marvel of the Big Dig. But once you're down inside the tunnels here, it's a bit underwhelming. The white tile walls are dirty, and they've sprung hundreds of small leaks. Last fall, one major leak sent water gushing into the roadway and snarled rush hour traffic for miles. That made some people who drive through these tunnels a bit nervous, as did the recent news that two national experts are unsure about the tunnel's safety.
It's dangerous and it's unsafe, and they should tear that down. Give us our money back.
Up above ground, seafood delivery driver Victor Ryland is unloading some boxes of clams for the nearly two-century-old Boston restaurant Durgan Park. Like everybody else in town, Ryland's read in the papers about the safety concerns and about how parts of the multi-billion-dollar project seem to be falling apart before it's even finished.
Big mess. I mean, it improved a lot of things, but it's still chaotic. A lot of money missing, unexplained answers, too many dangers. Still lurking.
Ryland says he's mostly worried about how the leaks can at times make the underground roadways icy in cold weather. He does not think the tunnels are going to collapse. But ice cream truck driver Jeff Marchetier isn't so sure.
You definitely think about it. You almost play out a little scenario as far as what could happen, and you hope that you go right through it and it doesn't.
So what's the scenario, you know, lately that you've played out?
It caving in on you. You think of it caving in.
A string of top officials, including the governor and U.S. Transportation Secretary, have all spoken out in recent days to reassure the public that the tunnels are structurally sound. Joseph Wagner is the chairman of the state's House Transportation Committee. He's in his office with letters spread out in front of him from Jack Lemley and George Tomorrow, the two outside experts hired by the Turnpike Authority to assess the tunnel leak problems.
Jack Lemley had an interesting letter, if I might.
These letters are behind a lot of the public concern. Lemley and Tomorrow both wrote to the state Turnpike Authority saying, as Lemley put it, quote, "I am now unable to express an opinion concerning the short and long-term safety of the facility." The local papers got a hold of the letters and reported them, but Wagner says the concerns have been blown out of proportion. He says the experts wrote the letters after they stopped working for the Turnpike Authority, so he thinks perhaps they wanted to distance themselves from the project. Nowhere in these letters did the experts say there is any danger to the public. Lemley and Tomorrow did not return calls, but Wagner says both have told him in the past that the tunnels are safe.
In a testimony before my committee in November, both Mr. Lemley and Mr. Tomorrow made very clear that, in their opinion, the tunnel structures were very sound, and that any issue going to any compromises in the structural integrity of those tunnels would be years away.
But even if there's no major safety problem, the project is still billions of dollars over budget, and parts of it haven't been built right. The Attorney General has launched a civil fraud investigation into Bechtel and other Big Dig managers and contractors. The U.S. Attorney is also investigating. Meanwhile, the governor is trying to force the resignation of the head of the state Turnpike Authority. For its part, a Bechtel spokesman says the firm is cooperating with the investigations. Bechtel maintains that the tunnels are safe and that the leaks will be fixed in a matter of months, generally at the contractor's expense. And the Big Dig still has its defenders. Fred Salvucci is a former state transportation secretary who helped design the project two decades ago.
Does anybody really think Boston would be better off if we still had an elevated highway ready to fall down and the worst congestion in the United States? I mean, I don't think so. That, to me, that's not the right conclusion to draw from the fact that there have been some problems here.
Salvucci says the project has succeeded in its mission of reuniting Boston's neighborhoods and improving traffic by tearing down the monstrous eyesore of that elevated roadway that used to divide the city. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.